In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear fellow redeemed in the waters of holy baptism, from the 34th Psalm, we hear the faithful sing to God and to their neighbor these words. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Our Lord journeys throughout the countryside, visiting city and synagogue. And what does he see? The children of Israel, God's chosen people, reduced to God's pitiful sheep, God's harassed and helpless flock. God's sheep beat up and spit out by the debilitating fruit of their own rebel wanderings, by under-shepherds who care nothing for the sheep, by a thorn-infested, leprous world. God's chosen people, reduced to a sorrowful crowd, who can do nothing to bring about the return of God's prophetic word, who could do nothing to bring about the return of wholeness and health and life to the flock, who could do nothing but bleed out their cry to the heavens, we are surely wounded and lost and perishing. Helpless under the most unholy of trinities, the devil, the world, and a sinful nature that will only accuse others and excuse itself. Kyrie eleison. God's chosen people, stricken, smitten, and afflicted, bloodied by the stripes of a law they cannot keep, stinging under a burden they cannot bear. Our Lord sees a people who have trampled his Father's gracious promises, doubted his Father's merciful word, abandoned his Father's call, silenced the voice of the prophets, and now find themselves alone to fend for themselves in a seemingly God-forsaken wilderness. What does our Lord see? Our Lord sees a sea of mauled and mangled mutton who are anything but innocent victims of their own fallen plight. Yet, our Lord sees with eyes of passion and pity, long-suffering eyes, and a heart that by the world's standards is much too willing to forgive. And seeing our Lord goes throughout the land teaching and proclaiming and healing as signs that what had been hidden was now breaking through to its fulfillment. The reign of God was right at hand, right at the door. God would not leave. God could not leave his wayward sheep, for they were his precious sheep. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Our Lord calls his own to place their eyes on his heartfelt pity for sheep who love to wander. Look to me in my desire to give my very lifeblood, that my flock might be restored. Look to me, and my heart that aches for these stiff-necked, pride-infested, excuse-making, precious sheep. to the cry for pity from sin-stained sheep, to the bleeding of broken, helpless, and dying souls, to our heartfelt cry for forgiveness, the Almighty God. The Holy One, the Lord of the hosts of heaven, is unable to remain still or silent. He comes. And Jesus called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sends out to specific places, to specific people, to do one specific thing: to faithfully give witness to the breaking in of God's kingdom of incomparable, unconditional, unmerited grace. Israel, reduced to 12, is sent out with authority to trumpet the breaking in of the kingdom by Israel reduced to 1. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And proclaim as you go, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without pain. Give without pay." Everything will revolve around the self-sacrificing Lord of sheep, shorn of any redeeming righteousness of their own. It is his Father's compassion. It is the Son's passion that risks all, that redemption might be offered and received, won and bestowed upon the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The true Israel of faith and the one anointed to give his life as a ransom for the many. Now, when it comes to the harvest field, there are some things that can be measured and calculated and tallied and counted. And when it comes to our redemption, only one thing is to be counted on: the grace of God, the pouring out of Christ's lifeblood in our place, the Holy Spirit's witness to the united voice of the prophets and apostles, and the call to each crushed by the weight of sin, broken by the holy will and law of heaven, and unable to hold up to Christ anything for their redemption save their sin. The call to repent and believe in this Shepherd King, slain that we might rejoice eternally in his life and love and light. Being found in the care of our crucified and risen Lord and sealed with his word and spirit, we are bold to safely graze as God's washed and fed and restored people, the people of his pasture, the sheep of his all-gracious hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.